I'm standing this time with Sam Heiss, an engineer at Caucho. And this week they announced that they have an implementation of PHP that runs on the JVM. So I wanted to ask you, why would I want to run PHP on a JVM?
That's an interesting question, actually. And as it turns out, the JVM is a great platform for a scripting language like PHP. At this point, we're in the beta stage of our development and really working through implementing all of the libraries in PHP. We're going to do a 100% re-implementation of all of the libraries. But even at this point, we're seeing that some of the features of the JVM are providing us a really big performance boost. What we're doing is we're compiling PHP scripts to the Java bytecode, which then eventually will get compiled to native code by the JIT. And at this point, you know, we've done some testing and some real applications that we can run, like we can run MediaWiki and Drupal. And what we're seeing is about a 4 to 6 times performance increase over mod PHP alone, and about a 10 or 20% increase over some of the opcode caches that we've tried that are commonly used, like eAccelerator. So another big factor in that is our implementation is not bound to a process model. We're using a threading model. Because we're doing a complete re-implementation of the libraries, we have thread safety and we get to leverage the threading ability of the JVM, which very importantly enables us to do database connection pooling. That database connection pooling can have a really, really significant positive impact on the kind of load and network load and database load that large-scale enterprise-type installations are going to see.
Can I combine the PHP code with Java code somehow? Or?
Yes, that's one of the really interesting features of this system, is that the PHP code, because it's being compiled to Java bytecodes, it's really living in the exact same space as any Java code that's out there. So, you know, we've seen a lot of interest from people who are interested just in running PHP on this platform, but we're also seeing people who are really excited at the possibilities of mixing PHP and Java together. And there's a couple of different scenarios that we've heard about people being interested in doing that. And one of them, what you can extract from that in general, is PHP has proven itself to be really effective at creating websites. You know, if you look at the statistics, you see that there's 1.5 million hosts, for example, hosting PHP, and that's how they're delivering their applications. But at the same time, I think we can say that Java has really proven that it's strong in a number of other areas. And what our product here allows you to do is to take the PHP world and hook it up to some of this Java infrastructure. So what you can do is you take a Java object and you can publish it, export it into PHP land. A PHP user uses that exactly like they use a PHP object. To them, it has the exact same semantics and language constructs and usages as you would for a native PHP object, and it's actually a Java object that's sitting there, and there's no overhead to that call. It's a direct in-memory call within the VM, because again, the PHP is being compiled to bytecode and it's using Java objects. We also have some facilities there for writing custom modules and exporting those functions into PHP. What that enables an organization to do is there's a couple of different directions you could move. If you have an existing Java infrastructure, you can now start using PHP to build out your web applications that sit on top of your Java infrastructure without having to write a complicated bridge in any kind of way. Another possibility there is to look at, you have a mostly PHP application or entirely PHP application, and that allows you to start targeting specific parts of that PHP application, moving them over into the Java space and taking advantage of the capabilities of Java where that suits the best. So what we really see is this kind of dynamic ability to choose between PHP and Java for the task at hand and choose the language that suits the best.
All right, thank you.